We follow as Sid trots down a path of loose gravel, hidden between two cypress trees. On the edge of the sand, two small wood cabins with corrugated tin roofs sit close together. They each have a small porch hung with ferns and flowers and baskets. Grass grows in tall clumps here and there. It's all a little wild and primitive, but cozy, adorable, like something out of a storybook. Or maybe that's just the writer in me. Vivian leads me to the one on the right and swings open the wood door, which is painted a bright blue. Inside, a queen-size bed covered in a handmade blue and white quilt dominates the small, homey space, flanked by matching bedside tables. Beneath a pair of paned windows, a double-wide chair done in white canvas and piled with pillows sits next to a round wooden table large enough to hold my laptop and a few books. It's perfect. I move over the wide planked wood floor to look out the window. The place smells of old wood and the salt of the sea. Who's in the other cottage? No one yet. We'll see where everyone wants to stay. I thought I'd give you one of the cottages rather than a room in the house, so you'd have more quiet time. I had a feeling you might need some space away from the others now and then. But if you'd rather be in the main house, I can switch people around easily enough. No, I love it here. It's perfect. Thank you, Vivian. Vivian smiles, gives my hand a squeeze, and I'm so grateful to her. But I feel unable to tell her how much this means to me, to be invited here, to be safe with her while I'm trying to stretch my wings a little. You're welcome, and you look exhausted. Why don't you rest for a bit? I'll send someone down with your luggage before dinner. I am sleepy, even though I napped on the train. My long, dreamy nap. My dream. Don't think about that now. I'll see you at dinner then. Come on, Sid. Alone, I pull in a deep breath, then another, trying to calm down from the excitement of meeting everyone as I drop my tote bag on the end of the bed, then sit next to it. I turn to look through the sheer curtains at the glorious view outside. The sky is beginning to go a little hazy with the late afternoon fog, but through the small stand of cypress trees is a clear view of the dunes and lower down, the beach. Waves crash on the shore in shifting tones of blue and gray and green, bits of seaweed caught in the foam, golden brown against the white. The sun is cutting through the deepening fog, touching the crests of the water in dazzling light. The beach is deserted, peaceful. I let out my breath, feel my shoulders drop. I'm so tired after my long night on the train. Maybe a short nap, or even just lying still for a few minutes, wouldn't hurt.